listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim. Happy to have with me my partner in podcasting, Amanda. Amanda, you had a conversation with a leader in site selection who's changing communities through their work. Tell us about that conversation.
That's right, Tim. I spoke with Gene Dupre. He is a founder and managing partner of Global Innovation Partners, and he's also a strategic advisor for CityScope. In the past, he's had experience working for PricewaterhouseCoopers and IBM Global Services. He's a visiting senior fellow for the International Economic Development Council, and I could go on about the awards that Gene has won. I'll tell you a few. He's been awarded the Who's Who in the World, Who's Who in America, Who's Who in the East, Who's Who in Finance and Science, and pretty much he's just a who's who in this industry. So I am excited for you to hear from Gene. I know you're going to take away some great insights. Hi, Gene. Thank you so much for joining us today on An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants, and welcome to the podcast.
It's good to be here.
Well, we want to get started right away and hear as much as we can from you in the time that we have. So what are three things that everyone should know about you?
Well, I think I have a varied background, and I guess that's why I have been so excited to be in the site selection business. I have a background in corporate work. I was with Kodak for a while and IBM and PricewaterhouseCoopers, with universities as a university communications director, economic development and community development as a consultant, and even ran a film festival. So I'm a pretty varied kind of guy, and I think that prepares me well to work with clients that have a wide variety of needs and requirements.
Wow. Yeah, that is a very diverse background. So how did you kind of weave that career path that you have and end up in site selection?
Well, very, very interesting. While I was at the university, we started an economic development partnership, a regional partnership that had corporations and all the different levels of government, private sector, volunteers, and so forth involved. So I got involved with a communications background from Kodak Marketing Communications, but translated that into economic development and was doing that for a regional organization as the chief executive officer. And then I was recruited to do a similar thing in Washington and ran a national association there that was building partnerships around economic development and voluntary community involvement. And someone came to me and said, there's a company looking for someone that does strategic work, working with communities on economic development. You think you'd be a good candidate? And from there, I wound up at the Fantas Company, which was legendary for its site selection work, but also was involved in economic development strategy work. And I led the economic development practice for a year, and then I moved over into site selection and led that on a national basis for Fantas for a number of years. And from that, went on to PricewaterhouseCoopers and IBM and moved on to kind of global site selection work.
Excellent. Great to hear all that background for you and just get a better understanding of your expertise. Can you tell us one inside secret that you've learned to lean on over the years in this business?
Well, I think maybe the one that is not as apparent as maybe a lot of other things are, is how well a community works together on a regional basis. When we're working for a client, one of the issues the client is always concerned about is how welcome will we be in the community? How well do they work together? Is there a lot of competition in the community going on in terms of who does what and who represents what, or do they all work together? So I always look to try to assess how that community is going to be as a host community for my client, in addition to meeting all of its business requirements. It's the other kind of requirements that we typically look at. Is it also a community that will work well together and be a welcoming kind of community to the client and the client's needs?
So on that note, is there a best case example that you've come across of a community or a state that did go above and beyond in a project you were working on?
Well, it's very difficult to answer that question because every requirement, every client need is different, and the response of communities are different as you go along. A couple things that I remember as really being kind of outstanding in terms of a community pulling itself together was Richmond, Virginia, when I was working with a client, it was Philip Morris. and they were relocating out of New York City, and we're looking at a number of different possibilities. And Richmond just really came together to pull various kinds of needs and requirements together to outline potential sites, just the kind of thing that we really needed. Another example was Cambridge, Massachusetts, when I was locating the Global Biotech Research Center for Novartis. And we needed, again, the cooperation of the universities, the community, on a whole variety of very contentious issues. And the community came together really well to respond to that. So two examples. There's hundreds of others. I must say I've been blessed with great community participation and support in virtually all of the projects I've been involved in, probably over 1,000 projects over the years, and very few were negative experiences. Most were positive.
Well, that's good to hear. And those are two great examples of communities who did it well and did it right. So mm-hmm. a couple of things we can learn from that, which is great. For a community who maybe has a limited budget, what do you think are the most effective tools that they can invest in that would produce the best results, the best ROI in terms of what they have to offer when you guys are looking at projects?
Well, I'm not sure. It's a tool as much as an orientation, a readiness, an ability to work together, to have the community able to respond quickly, to be able to provide the information that's needed, to identify sites, to host my team and potentially the client team on visits that they really see what the community is all about, understand what the specifics are. It's that readiness and that responsiveness, quick responsiveness, that I think is probably the number one most important thing.
Great. So in terms of maybe marketing strategies, are there specific marketing or communications messaging that seems to be most effective for you or for your clients? And it could definitely go back to the readiness piece that you talked about. But in terms of marketing, what seems to be most effective?
Well, I would say relationship building is probably the most important thing. People ask me that all the time. What about advertising? What about promotion, placed articles, and all those kinds of things? I think the most important thing is to be out in the marketplace, to really work with consultants. Familiarization visits are very, very important to us because we may not have been to a community before, or we may have an outdated understanding of that community. So a chance to be there over a weekend to see it, not just for a specific client need, but on a broader basis, is very, very important. I think that kind of relationship building, familiarization visits, reaching out, visiting with consultant groups on trips. We know we have a lot in the New York, New Jersey area of people coming in, and we have a chance to meet with them, build a personal relationship with the economic developers. So when we have a need, we know who to contact and have that direct relationship.
Yeah, that's great advice. And that is something that we hear over and over again, that relationships are key. So thank you for reiterating that point. For those listening today, I think it'd be great to understand, how do you define success?
I'd say bringing the right people together to best meet a need is how I would define success. So if I've got a client team that I'm working with or my consultant team, the success for me is when the community is able to bring the right people together at the right time so that we can have the conversation we need to do the assessment that is required. That, to me, stands out above all other things.
Excellent. And turning to you as a leader, what is one leadership lesson that you carry with you and that you hope to pass on to others?
Well, I think empathy and understanding of the other person's needs, requirements, and sensitivities is probably number one. I've always tried to put myself in the other person's shoes so I understand what they're looking for, whether that's a client or whether it's an economic developer that I'm working with or somebody that's a service provider that might be involved. Do they really understand? Do they listen? I think listening skills are absolutely number one. People able to envision and understand what the potential might be in the future. And finally, I would say team building, the ability to build a team, work together as a team, not to have one person dominant, but to have all the values that a team can bring to a project.
Excellent. Okay, Gene, we will get you out of here after this last question. If you could tell a room full of economic developers one thing, what would that be?
The one thing I would say, and I've said this over and over again, is get out into the marketplace. Don't sit at your desk. Don't sit in your office. Get out into the marketplace. We are in a global economy. It's important to understand that global economy and how it affects each community in your region. So it's not only getting out into the domestic marketplace and understanding the competition that may be in the next state or the next county, but what's happening around the world and what are the needs out there? What is the competition like out there? How do you really understand that marketplace? And the only way you're going to understand it is be in it and get out there and talk with people.
Excellent advice, Gene. Thank you so much for your time, for sharing your insights with us today. And again, we just want to congratulate you on being named one of North America's top 50 site consultants.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.